Okay, today we begin Siman Tzadik Beis. I have to begin by apologizing for the inferior quality of our copies this week. Our regular office staff was on vacation. And Assuran Consulting is back in business next week. They'll have the good copies back. Siman Tzadik Beis begins the kitchen problems. Lumdus will come in, of course, everywhere, but we start, the Shulchan Aruch starts to go through actual kitchen situations. And Tzefalof and Beis are the most basic of the possible situations. Meat falls into milk, milk falls into meat. Those are the two cases. Now, what you really have to do in order to learn properly any of these seifim that deals with the kitchen situation is before you start reading what it says, well, you have to read it to see the case. But before you start to read the psak, you have to ask yourself, what would I say in such a situation?
Call the rabbi.
No, I don't think so. I think Sifalif, anybody here could paskin. Sifalif is kazayis basa shenofla techiyar shalchala. Somebody is cooking he has hot milk in a pot. He's cooking a farina or he's just cooking hot milk. And God forbid, a piece of meat falls into. Now we're talking about a kli rishon. We're not doing any shilas of iroi or kli sheni or kli shlishi.
A straight
kli rishon, a simple pot of hot milk cooking, and a piece of meat falls in. Of course, this never happens. Only complicated cases come up. But why would you say? What is the halacha if a piece of meat falls into a pot of cooking milk? Then naturally, you're going to pull out the meat as soon as you can. Now, what do you say? What is the din of the meat? What is the din of the milk?
Milk.
What?
Meat's gone.
The meat is gone. And the milk is shishim. And that's what it's going to say. We're not going to say almost nothing different. The psak halacha is that way, and that's sif aleph. And sif aleph is basically, as far as halacha lemaisa, is easy. Now, you do have to bear in mind that the mechaber shita is that we give it to a kfeila to taste. You have to remember that although we don't practice this, but we Ashkenazim, at least don't practice. I don't know if this rabbi didn't do it today as well, but we don't give it to anybody to taste. So therefore, there will be an additional issue here that's going to come up. And then the lumdis is also discussed here in the Achrayim. Now, I just have to tell you one additional point from the Gemara. According to the Dina de Gemara, when a piece of meat falls into milk and it's bubbling, we have the Gemara has a Kabbalah there. As long as it's bubbling, the milk is bayleya and not maflet. When the milk is bubbling and the meat that goes in is cold, so the milk rushes its taste into the meat, but the meat doesn't give out taste into the milk. So that according to the Dina de Gemara, the bubbling, the thing that's bubbling gives taste into the thing that falls in, yeah, but doesn't take taste.
It's pilot,
the meat is called,
it's
baileya and it's not pilot. So we're going to have this chilek, again, this is something that we're not bekiyin. Oh, you never heard of making such a chilek in halacha lemaisa. But in order to read the Shulchan Aruch, you have to know this. Okay, so let's read the Shulchan Aruch, and really there's basically only one issue, although a major issue in lumdis that we're going to discuss. First, let's learn what it says. Kesayis basar shenach l'toich yairi shal chalav. A kesayis of meat that fell into a pot of hot milk, roseach. Toyim ha'ivik echavim ha'kedera. A guy tastes the milk. Im omar shiesh bay tam basar asura. If he says he can taste of the meat in the milk, it's asur. And if not, it's muti. There's no shishim. If, in fact, there's no taste, so then it's muti. That's simple enough. So that's the din of the milk. But oisa chaticha asura. The meat is asur. Why is the meat asur? Why don't we give the meat to a kfeila and tell a kfeila to taste the meat? So the answer is that we don't trust the kfeila to say when a piece of meat falls into milk, which is much more than it, and the kfeila is going to tell us it doesn't have taste, we don't trust the kfeila. Then we understand that it's bayleya. But as far as the milk, which is more than the meat, there we give it to we give it to a kfeil to taste. But medvar amamurim b'shakadam v'haytziachaticha. This is all talking when we take out the chaticha kaidim shetiflet chalav shabala. Before the chaticha could give out the milk, it was beilaya. Here's where it gets tricky. Dainu kaidim shetunuach hayarim resicha. This is all before the pot of milk stops bubbling. Avo. Im loy hispik lasalkai. If you didn't have enough time to take out the meat, until the bubbling stopped and the meat started giving taste back into the milk, then we're going to have a problem and tasting doesn't help. I have to explain that.
What's enough
for me? Let me explain. The Ramah, of course, adds, Ayin l'kamon tzim tzarechest, Ein anu noigim l'smei chatimah sevi kechavim, Ubin an samach b'cholinyin. We know that we don't rely on a kfeila, which is something in Simen Tzadiches, and we always go with shishim. Now, what is going on in the Mechaber? The Mechaber says the following. When a piece of meat falls into milk and it's bubbling, we still have to taste the milk, because it may have taste from meat. Even though I just told you that the meat is by Leia and not Maflit. But still, because it could come from the goof of the meat itself, you taste the milk. No problem. If, however, it stopped bubbling, which for us means every case, he says Ti'ima is not going to help. Now, why shouldn't Ti'ima help? Let's forget the whole bubbling issue, which we don't know anyway. Meat falls into milk. Why, according to the Mechaber, shouldn't it be enough to taste the milk? If the meat gave taste, it's aser. If it didn't give taste, it's aser. It's mutter. So he explains. Let's look in the Shach. Beis. Da'oz le'bedvom shekadam. If you took it out while it was bubbling. Right, this is on the second side. Da'oz le'ko elo mishum tam abasatzmai. If you're only worried about the taste of meat in the milk, you taste it. Mikim v'tam ha'yavik ha'chom v'amid ha'les be'tam shari. And since a guy tasted it, he said, there's no taste, it's mutter. Avon, im lo hispik. Da'oz efshir shacholav atzma shenivla babasar v'nasis nevela yotzav nisarev bishar hacholav. We're starting now a new Indian, which I don't want to confuse you halach l'mais. Halach l'mais is not going to change. We're just going to try to understand it. He says that milk went into the meat, became nasa nevela, because when the milk is in the meat, it's chaticha nas nevela, it's iser. And then it went back into the milk. Now you can't taste that milk. The cholav v'cholav. Who? Because it's milk into milk. We don't know how much milk went in and out. Now, halkop, think what we're saying. Let me explain it before we ask Kasha. We're saying the following. There are two issues when meat falls into milk. Issue number one is the taste of the meat that went into the milk. The taste of the meat that went into the milk, so you can taste it, give it to a kfeila. So there's a second problem. There's milk that went into the meat, and it was nasa nevela, and it comes back out into the milk. And now when it comes back out into the milk, you can't taste that milk, because that's milk into milk. And therefore, you're always going to need shisha.
Are you assuming that milk tastes the same as regular?
That milk tastes the same. Meat in it you could taste, but there are two parts to the ear, so the meat in it and the milk in it.
Itself.
The part with the molecules of milk are not tasteable. They were not in the day. It doesn't help to taste, because the milk was nice in the veila, and it goes back out, and it answers. Well, 1 minute. There should be a previous kasha. Every single mefirish, besides those on the page, the prichadash, the Prima Garden, the Chavis Das, the Kresil Plesi, the Archa Shulchan, all jump with the cash on this. Again, what are we saying? You have a kazayas of meat, it falls into a pot of milk. So we're saying shishim against the meat, so that you can do kfeila, you taste it, there's no taste. But it's not enough to worry about the taste of meat in the milk. It could be milk went into the meat. It came back out into the milk, and that should answer. So therefore, it's not enough to taste it, because tasting, you can only tell if the basa gave taste. But Cholav, which is not the Veilin, came back out. That's going to Asim. Therefore, says the Mechaber, you have to go with Shishim. You can't rely on a Kfeila, and you need Shishim against the Basa.
Shouldn't you have to taste it anyway?
Should we all be right?
Even then? There's
no taste it anyway, but the Shishim, you can assume that has no taste. Okay, so this is the kasha. Everybody asks, if in Lamdis, there's a concept that would say that this is not true. There's a concept of Makusher, which if you hold a Makusher, Makusher means that when things are cooking, everything's connected to each other. And you don't say it went in, it got put on the call, it came back out. There's such a concept that the Trumas Hadeshim was Lechadish called Makusher, which the Shulchan Aruch says doesn't exist. If you hold Makusher, you hold everything in the pot, it's all one big din, you don't go in steps. Mechaber doesn't hold a Makusher. And La Halacha, we don't hold a Makusher by meat and milk. Which means that we look at it in steps. So now, the Kasha is the following. The Kasha can be phrased two ways. It is phrased two ways. The Kasha number one is, why is it ever mutter? How is Shishim good enough? You need Shishim against the meat, but you also need against the milk that went into the meat and came back out into the milk. That's the whole sheet of the Mechaber that fail it doesn't tell. So you could phrase it, you should need 120. The milk that went into the meat came back out also. So you need against the meat and against the amount of milk that went in. But really, you should phrase it better. Why is 120 enough? Maybe milk went into the meat and came out. And then other milk went into the meat and came out. And then there's never, you never know. And there should never be enough. So if we're worried, if you don't say the concept of Makusha, in other words, there are other cases we do say, but if I bas v'cholav, by chatichas basar and t'cholav, there's no idea of Makusha, which means it goes in steps. So everybody asks this kasha that it should we should need more than shishim against the meat. Is this what? Yeah, but you have to remember that the meat it didn't dissolve into the milk. It's going to keep on giving taste. The milk didn't. It wasn't kashered. If it would be something that dissipates, you're right. But the meat is still sitting there. So the meat is giving taste, the milk is giving taste, and everything is nice and tam. So this is the kasha of the pre chadash, the first one to ask it, but of all the mafarshim here. What?
So we only need 120, let's say. Because it's not boiling. Only 120 milk goes in. It's not boiling.
Right. Milk does go in. It doesn't have to be boiling. Taste goes in. It's not boiling. When it's boiling, it stops taste from coming out. All right, what I would like to do is to read to you the language of the Prima Gadim. The Chavis Das has a long arichis on it. The Prima Gadim Kedarka is very short. It's right in the beginning of Tzadik Beis, page 438 in the old-fashioned prints. The paragraph that starts V'yesh Lachgar, the Mishpat Tzayzad. He says something b'kitzur, which is really the Prichadosh is Teretz. So that we're reading now the Teretz of the Prichadosh, the Prima Gadim, and I'm going to add to you the way Rav Palm explained it, because the words itself need explanation. So listen carefully, especially if you don't have it in front of you. I would have made a copy of it, but I think you would have had to listen very carefully anyway with these types of copies. Yesh lachgar b'kan kama chakiras. Now, I want to again warn you that this shouldn't confuse the halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa here is easy. It goes with shishim. It's only in the lumdis of it. Why is shishim enough? Why don't you say that the milk goes in and comes out? Yesh lachgar b'kan kama chakiras k'moisha agid. Aleph beis. Chakira aleph and beis. Oma bema prichadosh eis beis. This is the kasha. Nechish bala upalat harvei pa'anim chalav. V'loi lahani samach. Let's be chayshish, milk went in and out, in and out, in and out. Every time it goes in, it's nas nevela. And you should need many times shishim. Why is there enough one time shishim? Kushabeis, even if you're somehow going to answer this, al kapanim samach aleph liboy. Al kapanim, you should need 61. Why should you need 61? The kazai is chalav and nivla babasa nas nevela. Liboy samach aleph chalav. So that even if somehow you could answer this kasha that for some reason it doesn't keep on going. It only goes in and out once. We'll say it's in Shetaritz. Still no good. So you should need 61 times the yisur. Okay, this is in the Mishpat Seizav, in the beginning of Tzadik Beis, the Yesh Lachar. What?
If it only goes in once, so you have the meat and that kazayas.
So now you have the kazayas of meat.
And the kazayas that went
plus
the kazayas of milk.
So now, when you have 60 times the milk, one of those 60 became yisur. No, so you need 61 times.
That's why even if you that's if your whole shishim should work, then you should need 61. But if, as far as the milk coming out, you should only 120.
Well, that was his first cash. His first cash is a shefty be. Well, he said even more than 120. You should keep on going in and going out. Okay, that's about teretz bezeh. And he says the teretz in half a line, but needs explanation. I'll explain it. Hatiretz bezeh, the mina tayra min b'minai beruba batal. One of those words. Mina taira min b'mina is batal b'raiv. Right? That was the first thing when we started Taruv, as I told you, should write on the side of your Shulchan Aruch. Min b'mina, min taira is batal b'raiv. And Rabbanon goes, Rina, min b'mina, ato min b'enim. Milk that goes in and comes back out is min b'mina. So he's saying, regarding the milk is batal in the other milk. We're not chayshish that raiv of the milk gets a tam of basar. So min b'minai, every time the milk goes in and comes back out, we're going to rely that it's batal b'raiv. So submit a toif b'raiv, loy daikin on kuli hai. We're not so makbid. What does that mean, we're not so makbid? Or ha-shulchan, right? It's the shachat teretz, he says. Why do you loy daikin on kuli hai? We're not medayik? What do you mean not medayik? We're medayik, because I made exeru. We have to go to exeru. So later, Rav Palm explained it. I don't know if this is the way it says in the Pre-Chadosh. He explained as follows. He said, "With geizer min b'minai, why? Atu einai minai. The whole geizer is min b'minai, atu einai minai. This mitzias is a mitzias which is, by definition, a min b'minai mitzias. We're saying that every time anything falls in, even the vela, falls into a pot of chicken soup, a pot of even vegetable soup, right? A piece of the vela falls in. We should be chayshish that some chicken soup went into the vela." It was Chanichanas Nevela, went back out. Some more went in, more went out. That there should never be enough shishim. Because of Chanichanas Nevela, the whole din of shishim is nafal labira, it falls away. Every time you have a piece of solid that falls into liquid, we should always be chayshish, liquid went in, liquid came out. Liquid went in, liquid came out. It was Nas Nevela, came back out. We say Nas Nevela by Kol Yisurim. That chashash is a chashash that's only shayach b'min b'minai. Because the whole mitzias of the case is that you're cooking something, and the thing itself, which is cooking, is going to go in and come out, go in and come out. So that, like that kinu kulai chazal warren geyser, in a case which is only, has a mitzias by min b'mina, it has no mitzias by min b'ein amina. So chazal only asks a min b'mina, otu min b'shein amina. Well, you can have the same mitzias with min b'shein amina. But a case which the whole mitzias of it, the whole hechetimtza of it, is only a min b'mina hechetimtza. So there, chazal loy dekinu kulai, meaning that they weren't geyser that much, to be geyser a min b'mina, with a light plug, even where it's not shayach, the otuein amina.
So based on the original kasha, that you're saying that milk goes in, comes out, is displaced, constantly being displaced, it means the whole concept of shishim should never work b'chlal.
That's the kasha, that shishim should never work.
How can you say that something, that a kazayis and bosar can aser much more than we always said that the Easter can't go more than it can possibly take.
Well, 60 times 60 would be mutter, because it can't ask for more milk than 60 times what it is. So in theory, the kasha is only up to 3,600 times its volume, which the halachah l'maaseh is not nogea, because we never have 3,600 times the volume. But anyway, you're asking on the kasha. The kasha is a good kasha, so fine. Right, you're saying the kasha is a shtag and kasha. Okay, it still needs a teretz. That's why I told you, only dealing with the lumdus of the topic, the halacha l'maisa of the topic is a non-issue. We know we go with shishim. The question is the lumdus. Why do we go with shishim? Why don't we say it goes in, it goes out? So on that, we have this teretz of the prichadash, the primogadim, that since it's min b'minai, now guys, on this case, min b'minai ta'ina minai, and it's part of raiv, and raiv, we can rely there always is. The min b'minai, tam basa. So you need 60 against the total tam of basa in the whole pack. That's why you need shishim against the whole piece. It has tam basa. Right, but that total tam basa in the pot is not more than the original piece which fell in. So the milk took some tam basa with it.
But you can't taste that.
Because the milk portion is min b'minai. The meat portion, we're requiring shishim against. That's not going to be right. So if you have shishim against the original piece of meat, the milk portion, which was nas and avela, that we're not concerned with, because that, we're saimach that it's certainly about the book. Okay, so this is Sif Aleph. The reason we don't rely on a kfeila is not 100% clear. Rabbi Akiva Eger, inside the Ches, has a cheshbin, which, actually, if you look in Shach Aleph, here, it says, Ayin l'kamar reisim inside the Ches, b'inan she'ei dafka kfeila, oy masiach lefitumai. When you give it to a guy to taste, is it either you need an expert? An expert's not going to want to lie, ruin his reputation. Or a guy who's not, doesn't know he's being tested. You just give him something to eat, and Masiach Lefitumai, he says whatever he says. So Bekiva Eger writes, the reason we don't rely on a kfeila is because with Misupik, what's the ikker? Is the ikker, it should be an expert who's Leimara Unasai? Or is the ikker, it should be Masiach Lefitumai? You can't do both in the same shot. Because if you give it to an expert, and you want him to know that you're testing, that you, his reputation is on the line, you have to tell him that we're giving it to you to taste. And Mesiach Vitumai means that you're not giving it to him for that reason. So Rabbi Akiva Eger and his Agai says, Simon Tzadik says, that's why we don't rely on a kfeila. So the kasha that is, that why, if that's the reason, we should give it to two kfeilas. We should give it to one kfeila and one Mesiach Vitumai kfeila. So that, that Rabbi Akiva Eger needs something of an explanation. I don't know how to answer that.
It's not
shayach.
He'll never be
Masiach Afitumai. So then give it to one kfeila, one ordinary person Masiach Afitumai. Whatever Chazal meant, we can do both.
Right. He wants you to be nixil, so why can't you give? The shaila is that a fail, even though he's an expert, you do it in order to be nixil. So that's why you don't need Masiach Afitumai.
Well, if you need Masiach Afitumai, you need it, so you shouldn't be able to do it deliberately.
Now,
if by kfeila, either it's by a regular person, or if you hold that it's by a kfeila too, so then even by a kfeila, if he doesn't know, you're testing his expertise.
It's very unlikely that Masiach Afitumai means that I don't pay. Here he is saying, if he doesn't say, it's not to assume that it's
us. Masiach
Afitumai, I don't pay.
I mean, it's funny for him to, it's funny for him to say a negative. Maybe I'll say it tastes very good. I don't know how you get these different
to react. If you give him a different reason for the taste,
it doesn't taste anything different.
I'm non-religious, so maybe that's what you say. Right.
It taste,
you know, the question is whether we should say ein anu bekiyim, whether we should use such a phrase that we're not bekiyim in taste. There's a tremendous nafkamina if you go with ein anu bekiyim. Nafkamina is whether you can allow a Jew from a Yid to taste for you. Let's say you're fleishigs, and you want to have, you want to eat something that has a milchic ingredient. And the question is the milchic ingredient, it gave taste. So you give it to someone to taste, to ask him if it has a taste of milk. Can you rely on a person in such a case? You have a vegetable soup and some milk spritzed in. You don't have the shisha. And you're fleishig. So you go over to a Yid and you tell him you're from a Yid, I'm not chayshu gimme mashali. Tell me if this vegetable soup has a taste of milk. Can a person rely on that type of a thing? We are going to have a shach at the end of Hilchos Basar B'Challav who says that we can, that we're permitted to rely on a Yid to be tayim. And by truma would be an example. If a person, if truma fell in, and a kayin, I'm saying when there was truma tahira, well, it means that a piece of truma vegetable fell into a chicken soup, and you want to see if it has a taste of the vegetable. So that would be good. Now, I don't know about you, but I just eat. I don't really taste things that are in it. So I don't know if he's an ordinary person, but a father would say,
"Look, if you can't taste it."
But you know something, my father, Olav Shalom, if he tasted something, he would say it has too much of this or too much of that. I'm just messiah of hitumai. He would say they put in too much of this or too much of that, and he was able to tell the difference. Now, somebody who experiments with it would, who has expertise, has an expertise. So. I guess that's what it depends on. Anyway, Lamaisa, we never heard of giving to a kfeila.
I say that here, but the people who are using the person who's made a broccoli is also made a broccoli. He's not going to taste it anyway. The whole problem is Tom. He's not going to taste it in Tom.
So it's not true. Tom is only a simon. In other words, the issur is not to taste the nevela. This is to eat the nevela. The shir of bittel is nesinas Tom. So you have a person whose taste buds are dead. He drank all night or something. He doesn't have any taste buds. His taste buds are gone. He's also not allowed to eat something that has a taruvus or treifus. It's not tasting it that asks. It's taste is a simon. That's true. But when I say I'm not an expert, I taste it. I just don't know what I'm tasting. I'm tasting the Shmuggy's board of tastes. I don't know. You give me a vegetable soup, I can't tell you which vegetables are in it. I'll tell you this one tastes. Yeah, broccoli could tell. But broccoli has a uniquely unusual taste. At any rate, let's move on to Sifbeis. That's a case that people say. If you light the shach, that you can rely on a yid. So there was an eitzah that was given to a maaser that supposedly happened in a yeshiva, where something tray fell into a big pot of chalent, and it was a shayla of the shishim. So they gave it to a guy to taste, and the guy tasted and said there was no taste of the treifus. So Svardi, who's allowed to rely on a kfeila, he now is allowed to eat it. So he tasted it. Now he's already a from a yid who's tasting it. So he's a from a yid tasting. He said, "You know, the guy's right. I can't taste the treifus." So then the Ashkenazim were able to rely on the Sfardi, who relied on the guy. It's like ina ina nesa yachalasi yosem
yisasa.
The Sfardi was being asked to taste for Ashkenazim, so
he didn't have to be high to be the egg.
Maybe you're right. All right, Sif Beis. I understand. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger, which I can't answer. But you can't get away from the Shach. The Shach was before Rabbi Kiva Eger. If he wasn't a Kfeila. I think all Yeshiva Bachrim are Kfeilas like Abi Chalant. It's a. No?
How can a Sephardi be a Kfeila on an Ashkenaz Chalant?
What? We spoke about the Nesivis, about if something is bottled and someone wants to be Machmir, so. That's an old thing. If anybody here had some tarfus that fell into a chalant, our wives certainly would throw it out, and we would be sorely tested. To rely on Chazal and say it's bottle b'shushim, it's mutter. What would you? No, you have a chicken soup cooking, and you're eating cottage cheese. Little cottage cheese falls in, and it's zecher less than a 60th. You even scoop out quickly whatever you could, and it's zecher shishim. Now, how many of you would serve the chicken soup? I would serve the chicken soup, I think. My wife never.
Would you serve it?
Women would never. We're afraid she'll taste the cottage cheese. What? I do have to tell you. I must have mentioned it. There's a pisrei tshuva in the second chelik of Yeridei at the end of Simin Kuf, either Kuf Chafal. The end of Simin Kuf Chafal, pisrei tshuva brings a machlokes. If someone wants to be machmer on something that's batel b'shishim. So he brings a shita that says, if you want to be machmer, you could. And then he brings, I believe, b'shem din nesivis. So what do you mean? The same chazal that asked it, the chazal say it's mutter, you shouldn't be machmer. There is a b'nei yisasar in Chodesh Av, who says you should be mahadar to eat it. That treifus, that's batal b'shishim, there's a maila to eat it. It's klipoish and netaru. Right, it's like b'makim shem b'atshuva, b'makim b'atshuva ayim in kol yochem yadam yachal amayim. If a carrot, something that was bad and became good, is higher than something that was good make, all right? And he says that you should eat it. Adarabba, you know, you're washing it off to the highest bidder. It's all right, Sif Beis. Let's get back to a serious, very serious Sif. I told you Sif Aleph and Beis are the beginning of the basic kitchen shilas. First shilah was meat that falls into milk. Second shilah is meat that's milk that falls into meat. So again, before we start the Sif, let's just ask ourselves what we would do. Milk falls into a pot of milk, a meat that's cooking. Milk into meat. So let's say, now really, there are two cases. I could have a case which is similar to the chicken soup case, where all the pieces of meat are submerged in the liquid. And I could have a case where there's meat which is protruding. It's above the liquid. So we have to deal with each case separately. First of all, the easy case. If everything is submerged in the liquid and milk falls into the chicken soup, that's easy. You go by shishim. If the shishim is mutter, if there's no shishim, then it's awesome.
Does that have to be boiling also?
No difference. Boiling, not boiling. As long as it's tiyatzilah. If you have a piece of meat which is protruding from the chicken soup and the milk fell on that piece of meat, what? It's sticking out above. If the milk fell on the piece that's sticking out, then what should be the din? What's the din? What's the answer? What's the din? The milk fell on the piece of meat, and the meat is outside of the right. So you should need shishim in that piece itself can get the milk. That piece itself should need shishim. Because that piece is balaya. If that piece has bekoyim, then shishim doesn't help. The base mayor, I believe, sticks that in here. If it has, we learned last week, that meat that has bekoyim, milk is not possible with shishim.
Even if it's connected to the other piece that's submerged.
If it's... okay, good. So, one second. So you should need shishim in that itself. Now, besides shishim, you also should need l'chayra, kedei netila, around where the milk touched. Because tzli is by lea kedei netila. So l'chayra, you should need kedei netila around the place where it touched. Now, we're going to talk about that in Shach Gimel, if that's true. But again, we're just dealing the way we would look at it. Wherever the milk hit, you should have to cut out that spot, because tzli could be by lea kedei netila. And then, the meat itself, that piece should need shishim against the milk. L'chayra, that's what we would say.
It's
now,
boiling in the pot.
What?
Why is it called tzli if it's boiling in the pot?
So that's the issue. Is it called tzli? It's boiling in the pot. And the Shach Taka will say that the hevel, the steam of the whole boiling pot, makes the whole thing mevushal, which we're going to see momentarily. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Lashon of the Rambam, deals only with these two cases, submerged and protruding. However, Rashi and the Ri have an argument regarding the taich of protruding. We're going to see that in a moment in both the Taz and the Shad. What does protruding mean? Does protruding mean that it's kulay chutz l'raitiv? That the milk fell on a piece that's totally outside of the milk, of the soup? Or, even if it's half in, half out. In other words, if you have a piece that's half chatzi b'raitiv, a chatzi chutz l'raitiv, what is the status of that piece? You can say, as the Ri says, that piece is taicharaitiv. Milk that falls into the piece, it has goes throughout the piece, half the piece is in the raitiv, it spreads all over. The sheet of the Ri is that that's called taicharaitiv, even if it's half in, half out. Rashi Shita is no. If it fell on the part of the meat that's outside of the raitiv, then that's called chutzla raitiv. That's Rashi Shita. When I learned this, I have to tell you, when I learned this 30 years ago, I made myself a siman to remember which is Rashi Shita and which is the Riz. I'm big into simanim. Most of my simanim don't make sense. I don't share them with you. But this, in script, when you write the word Rashi, the shin is taller than the resh and the yud, right? So the Re, which is lower, the Reshin Diyud is lower. The Re Sheet is just like Vipsecha Raitis. And the Shin, which is higher, Rashi Sheet is, that's called sticking out of the Raitis. That'd be it, Simon. I remember for 30 years. And that's my Simon. No, if you make up the Simon, it's always better. If you don't make it up, it's harder. But don't confuse me. It's, this is the Simon that I made then, because I kept on getting confused, which is the Riyah, which is Rashi. Instead of Simon. Anyway, now wait, I just want to tell you, I want to put Rashi and the Riyah aside for 5 minutes, because we're going to get to it. But we read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't go into it. The Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam's Lashon. And we're going to try to figure out if the Rambam holds like Rashi or the Ri. But right now, we're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks only about two cases. Submerged, where it's with Batal B'Shishim, and protruding, where the piece itself needs Shishim. Let's learn the part of the, at least the first part of the Shulchan Aruch. Nafal Chalav L'Tachkederi Shel Basar. If milk falls into a pot of hot meat, Tayimim HaChaticha Shenafal Aleha Chalav. You taste the piece of meat onto which the milk fell. Im ein ba tam chalav, if that piece of meat, now the piece of meat was protruding, if that piece of meat doesn't taste like milk, hakoel mutter, then everything's okay. He doesn't say kedei netila. Oh, so the Shach is going to ask, why doesn't he say kedei netila? The Rambam says you don't need netila. We have to see why. The Shach will ask the kash. V'im yesh b'chaticha mati'im as chalav, and if it tastes like milk, Nesra Isa Chaticha. Then the Chaticha is treif. The Ramah sticks in, L'didon Dein Seich B'Naivei Kechavim. We who don't rely on giving it to a guy to taste, Be'in and Shishim B'Chaticha. We need 60 times the milk in a piece, then we'll have Kula Asura. So, getting back to the Mechaber says that that piece of meat is awesome. So picture it. Someone has a chicken soup, and there's a piece of meat which is protruding, or chicken which is protruding, and that now became usur because milk fell on it and there's no shishim. What happens with the rest of the pot now? So the Mechaber continues, Misharin Bekula. Now we have to measure the rest of the pot. Imahaya Bechol Mash Yesh Bekedera. Mechatichas from the pieces of meat, Hayarek and the vegetables, Amorak and the gravy, Vatavlin and the spices. Kedei Shetehei Kechatichazu Echad Mishishim Mehakoyel. If this piece of chicken, which became treif, has 60 in it in the rest of the pot, the piece remains also. Hashar, mutter, and everything else is mutter. Now we're going to stop here before the Bamed of Aram Amurim, because till here it's been simple enough, and we'll continue afterwards. We have still two issues to deal with back on the previous page. Okay, so far so good. We're talking about a piece of milk, a drip of milk that falls on a piece of meat that's protruding. So if it's protruding, the piece of meat needs shishim. And if the meat became asur, it's chaticha nas nevela, the meat is asur. Now you need shishim in the pot of chicken soup, not against the drop of milk, but against that whole piece of meat, which was nas nevela. Now that is easy enough. There are two issues. One is the issue of why you don't need kedei netila, and the other is the machlokes Rashi and the Ri. We'll start with Shach Gimel, which is the issue of why don't you need kedei netila. Shach Gimel, nafal ha-cholav, Ad Saif Asif Uloshan Harambam Perektes Mehilchas Macholis Asurais Ubir Advarim. Now first he explains. This is the first piece of the Shach, is simply an explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. Kshenofal Achaticha Echad, when the milk fell on one piece, Ein Ashar Shavikderim, it's Darif Levatel Acholav. Everything else in the pot doesn't help to be Mevatel that milk. El Tzor Shiehe Bechaticha Atzma Shishim Levatel Hatam. That piece itself needs the Shishim. If that piece doesn't have shishim, that piece is chaticha nas nevela, that becomes iser. And later, when that piece of meat falls into the rest of the pot, it's going to aser the rest of the pot until shishim against the whole piece. Avol. Now this Avol is the next line, the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't read yet. Avol nir miyad b'shas nefilas hatipa. If when the piece of drip fell in, you were stirring the pot already, everything was being stirred. Hari nichtas ha-chaticha miyad b'chlal ha-kedera. Then it immediately mixed into the pot. B'chalak dera mitzdarif, v'eini asur achakach. And then the whole pot is mitzdarif. Veinei Osir Ella Im Kain and Shishim Bekadeira, unless there's no 60 in the Kadeira. Ubachaticha and in the Khatika Negarachalov. The Khain Bekisa. We're gonna say that if you cover a pot, it keeps the hevel of the Kadeira in, and it's like the whole pot is full of liquid. Period. So till here is explanation. So it's either hagasa, either stirring, or covering it makes it mix, and that's good.
This assumes that the whole shtick was outside the liquid.
So I told you, that's a machlokes Rashi and the Ri, which we're going to get to. Okay, so we're going to get to. Like Rashi, it's talking that it's even half in, half out, because that's called out. And like the Ri, it's talking that it's totally out. Now comes his kasha. So why here don't you have to cut off a kedei netila? That's his kasha. Why don't you have to cut off kedei netila where it dropped? So the Shas says two terutz. First terutz, efshir d'shani chalav davi isur shamein. Maybe milk is considered an isur shamein. Shariyesh by Shamnun Shalchemo, because it has butterfat. What?
It wasn't skim milk.
No, the butter was still in. Vinivla bekolachaticha kedisa bishas perikid anosha muskum chalapaiskan kamon kofesiv hey. This is shami mefafeh bekolachaticha. V'chein teretz bedarkei Moshe simin kofeh. So his first teretz is we're talking about a davar shami. Something fatty is by laying the whole piece, which now is a kula, because you don't have to cut off kedei netila. Because it's muta, hainu the kasa tor mechaber simin ayin vav. The dam should not have felt sli sheitz olay sheini aysal kedai netila kan l'shane. The dam lav is a shamein who can the bucha become a duchti. So it's an interesting shach because blood is not shamein that we have a kabbalah. Milk is not shamein is very controversial, and he's naming on that the milk is shamein. He's saying milk is shamein if it still has the butter mixed in, and that's why it goes in the whole piece.
And of course, that in other kiyum that was called it shamein, so this would be using.
Well, this would be saying that we're a baki, that chalav is shamein, that we have such a kabbalah. Whatever says beferish or bekiyim, whatever it doesn't say, we're not. So he's saying maybe this is saying beferish, that milk that still has the butterfat in is considered to be a davar shamein, and even lekula.
Okay,
kosev atake maisha. I don't know. That's terrace number one. I'm assuming that he's talking about their milk, and however it existed, I doubt. I don't know who says it wasn't. You think there was? They couldn't mix the butter into the milk. Even when it's not homogenized, there's still some butterfat in the milk. If you don't churn the milk, you're still going to have butterfat.
Low fat.
If it's homogenized, then the fat of the milk is throughout the whole milk. When it's not homogenized,
it's not completely. There's still butter in the milk. You have to churn it. You don't just get butter by taking off the top layer. By skimming it, there's still butter in the milk. Okay. Maybe it's not boiled. It's just spritzed. Inami, second teretz. And I think most of the mefarshim neman this teretz is the yikker. Yesh l'chalei k'mashakasav aran seperikir anash kolabasar zelushani hani really b'chaim shel tzli ukiyaitzabai. When do we say it goes today in the tila? When you're roasting something, or something like roasting. Avachatichazu. Tivit shai medes bekedeira, mitoich sheyesh by hebel v'lach luchis, hacholov mispashet bekula, afal pi shuchas l'raitit. Akam l'shanim. The second teretz is the Ran. The Ran says that when you have something protruding from a pot of... that's cooking, that has liquid and is cooking, there's a lot of hevel, there's a lot of steam from the cooking of what's in the pot. And that affects the tzli, that it doesn't have a din of tzli, that it only goes kedei netila. That affects the piece, that it goes bekula in the whole piece. Now it's tricky. We're not saying it goes in the whole pot evenly, because that we only say by nir v'kisa. But we're saying that the hevel makes the meat not tzli. You know that when you have meat cooking in a pot, instead of the meat becoming tighter, it becomes looser. It affects the meat. So that effect causes the bli of chalav to go bekulai. And that's the second teretz as to why you don't need kedei netilas. You have two possible teretzim. either because it's a davreshaneh, or the second teretz because of hevel akedah is an afkamina. If the thing that spritzed was not milk, if the thing that spritzed was some other type of treifus that spritzed, and you're not sure if it's shaneh or not, well, according to the first teretz, you still have to take off kedai netila on the spot that it landed. According to the second teretz, you don't have to take off kedai netila because you have the hevel akedah, and that causes it to be mispashin for kulay. So that would be an afkamina of the two terutzim. My understanding is that the ikar is like the second teretz, and that we always, when something is cooking in a pot, we rely that you don't need kedai netila, and you need, and it's good enough if that piece has shishin.
So
this is issue, the first issue.
So
thus, now we move on to the second issue, which is Rashi and Dari. What?
Right.
Okay, the second issue here is the Machlekes Rashi and Dari, which is quoted both in the Taz and in the Shach here. Let me just explain a little bit. Let's think out loud. We have a piece now. Now we know that if things are submerged, then the whole pot is mevatel b'shishin. If a piece is protruding, let's say totally, then it's a chumra. You need shishin in that piece to be matir the piece, and then that piece can continue on to asa. So really, submerged is preferable, and protruding is less preferable. Now, we have a machlekes Rashi and Dari. You have a piece which is half in and half out. Rashi holds half in and half out is considered out, and Dari holds half in and half out is considered in. Al pi pashtus, the Ri is the mekel. The Ri is saying that when I have a drip of milk that falls on a piece that's half in the half is submerged, half not, that allows us to measure shishim in the whole pot, not shishim in the piece itself. So the pashtus is that the Ri is a mekel, and Rashi is a machmir. Rashi says, no, you need shishim against the piece itself, and then you need shishim in the pot against that piece.
Just according to Rashi, even the pit that's underneath, you count it, you only count the part that's above. That's above.
The whole piece, yeah.
The whole piece.
The whole piece, I believe so.
According to the Ri, you don't have to throw out the piece of meat even.
According to the Ri, you don't have to throw out the piece of meat. It's only the shishim in the whole pan. Now, yeah, I'm not. It definitely doesn't have to be 50-50. I'm misupik. I'm not sure if you would have a piece of meat, which is only a fraction of it protrudes out, but the milk hit that section. If Rashi would hold that whole piece of meat is out, the Pashto says yes, because Lamaisin hit the part of the meat that was out. And logically, it's a little hard to understand when it's a small amount. Well, it goes with the whole piece. The whole piece is all davak one to the other. It's a davak goes with kulay. But so I'm not sure. I'm sure it doesn't have to be 50-50. I'm sure 75-25 is good, and 80-20 is good. And keep on going. I don't know, you know, exactly where to cut it, but we're talking that type of case. So again, the pashtus is that the Ri is a kula, and Rashi is a chumra. Now let's read Taz Beis. We're going to have here a machloik, is a Taz Ushach, if the ikar is like the Ri, or if the ikar is like Rashi. Zok to Taz. Zemairi shenofla hatipa ala chaticha achas chutzla raitiv. If it's submerged, there's no question that the whole pot is mevatel. Because of our Torah, machlokes Rashi v'Ri b'zeh. The Torah brings a machlokes Rashi and the Ri. Dilari dafka shechaticha kula chutz l'raitiv. The Ri requires that the piece be totally outside of the raitiv. K'gai shechaticha achas k'tzasa chutz l'raitiv. For example, now how can you have a piece that's totally out of the raitiv? You have one piece of chicken which is half out. Vizum anachas olav, and this is on top of that piece. Okay, nesra achaticha levada, and therefore, according if the piece is totally chutz l'raitiv, so only that piece itself became us. Aval im miktsasa b'raitiv, but if it's half in half out, the Ri holds harasicha ma'averes kol akedera, va'kol mitzdarav levati al hacholav. Ula Rashi, Afilu mitzasa beraitiv ain't a kol mitzarav levatel acholov. Even if it's partly in the raitiv, it's not mitzarav. So we learn pashtus that Rashi is a chumra, because now you need shishim in the piece itself. Zok detor the darkness according to Daki Moshe v'yesh kula l'Rashi mitzad echad. On the other hand, there is a kula in Rashi. The Hainu. Listen to what he says in Rashi. In mitzasa beraitiv. If it's half in the liquid and half out, v'zuach haticha ne'aseres, and this piece became osakos of milk that trapped on the outside part, ein oiseres hashar, can't cause a bedarke moshe. Darke moshe here says a chiddush. The Rashi says it's kulay chutz l'raitiv. Not only does Rashi mean l'chumra, that you measure shishim in that piece against the milk, but it's also a kula that when the piece is half in and half out, and the milk fell in the outside part, we say that that milk doesn't have a kayach to get into the pot at all. It only gets into that piece, and it doesn't have a kayach to go into the rest of the pot. And therefore, when the pot has shishim against the drop of milk, so Rashi's a chumra, because everything would be mutter, and now it's awesome. But when the pot does not have shishim against the milk, and like to read, you have to measure the whole pot against the milk, and it's all going to be treif, Rashi will say, no, the milk fell on the piece of the meat which is half in, half out, and fell on the outside part. That piece of meat you throw out, the rest of the pot is mutter. The rest of the contents of the pot are mutter. Now, what? I mean, it doesn't happen too often. If it's a drip, you're right. If it's a drip, you're right. Yeah, what happens if butter was smeared on it? You could have a case where, you know. So that's the Darkei Moshe's explanation of Rashi. Now the Taz takes exception. It's a tremendous chiddush. A piece half in and half out, the piece becomes treif and it's in a kli rishon, and it doesn't ask for the rest of the pot. That's the Taz's kasha. Can't go to the blind your last aiti. Dafu b'shein b'right of the lamata misayeya levatel tipas cholov shenafla. Even though we don't say that the liquid helps to be mevatel the drip of milk that fell ufishein erasicha megilasha, because it doesn't reach it. The bottom of the becomes also from the top here. Of course it's going to happen. So Mimela, he says Rashi is only a chumra. It's taken very difficult to understand the kula in Rashi Shita, such a big kula, half in, half out. The piece of meat becomes awesome. It's in a kli rishon that's hot, and it doesn't answer the rest. Very hard to understand. The Taz paskins l'chumra. He says the lashon of the mechaber is mashma like Rashi. May the cause of a nesra chaticha iseres hashar. Al kei nirali dahachi kaimalan. Af misham rishal b'sevesh lepasukuri. Mekalukim b'sifrei perakal abasa hichmik Rashi. He says that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mashma like Rashi. If you look at the Nekudas HaKesem on the side, it says lemuchach midi. There's no raya from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. He goes through why, but he says the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is not mashma, not like the Ri, not like the Rashi. He brings a whole list of paiskin that paskin lakula like the Ri, and therefore the Shach paskins lakula like the Ri, and most of the Achrayim after him paskin like the Shach lakula like the Ri, and not lachumra like Rashi.
The example of Gemara is almost a loishach. You have to say that it's a piece, which is on top of a piece,
which is half out. Because we're talking about chicken soup all along, but you have to remember, people cook things that are not chicken soup. People put chicken in to bake, and the bottom could have liquid, and the pieces on top don't. It depends exactly what you're making. You make a pot roast, you do have pieces above. Okay, if it's a one-piece pot roast, not, but it depends.
Well, just say,
it's not in the veil. The ass is in it. It's not in the veil. Well, he's saying, I mean, it sounds like it's two steps.
Okay.
The whole piece, the cholach ticha, not in the veil. The whole piece is not in the veil, and then it can ask for the rest of the contents of the pot. Right. It sounds like it goes in two steps, but I don't know that there's any consequence from that. If there's any nafkamina. So how would that apply here? We have to figure it out.
The netzar is the meat. So the meat cannot be answered the whole passage.
Okay, look in, what you're saying is good. Look in the tzvila tzadik on the bottom if you have it. You can see the word tzvila tzadik, I'm sure. Okay. The tzvila tzadik asks on this taz. He says, I don't understand. Maman ashach. If it goes in the whole pot, use the whole pot to be mevatlin. If it doesn't, let the rest of the contents of the pot be mutter. He says as follows. Kashalza. Name of maman ashach. Yeleches lamata baraitiv. If it goes into the right, then mekayel kal shari. And if it doesn't go, so why does the Taz say that Rashi would answer everything else in the pot? Then it goes in two steps. Like Yossi was saying, the first it answers the top piece. And then it asks, is the part in the right from the top? Why do you mean it goes in halves? It doesn't work. We don't say it. Now he asks what you asked. The Tzvila Tzadik is explaining the Darkei Moshe, which we said is a Pella. The Taz held that you can't say Rashi's a megel, because the milk falls on the meat. The whole meat is aser. And now that meat is going to aser the rest of the contents of the pot. The Tzvila Tzadik is answering. Now, don't jump when I explain it, because there's an obvious, I think an obvious kasha, but let me say what he's saying. He's saying, we have a rule, Eina Nesa Yochel Eser, but Makim Shein Nesa Atzmai Yochel Leilashem, which means, in our case, the meat became aser from the milk. The meat could answer wherever the milk travels. So wherever the milk goes, the meat could travel with it, and the meat could answer. But wherever the milk can go, only the meat goes. So that won't answer. So Rashi Shita is that the milk which falls on the part of the chaticha that's chutzla raitiv, that could answer the chaticha. But being that the milk did not fall into the liquid, only fell into the salad, the milk doesn't travel into the rest of the pot. And in Eila, like Rashi, it's a kula that the meat itself is not going to aser the rest of the pot. That's the words. What?
But the meat itself that was asered by the milk, now on its own, without any milk, can be
asered. Okay, so what you're saying is true. I'll explain, yeah. These are the words. He's trying to explain. Again, why don't we just, I don't want to lose focus on what we're talking about. We have Rashi in the Ri. And Pashas Rashi is a chumra, and that's true. The Darkei Moshe said Rashi is a kula. That if the milk falls on the meat, it doesn't go into the rest of the pot. The Taz says, why is it going into the rest of the pot? It's half in. He's answering. It doesn't go in because since the milk can't go into the rest of the pot, the meat doesn't answer. Now this is not true according to a Shach in Simen Kuf Hei. I think the Shach is Yud Zayin. He Shach says that you don't say Ein Anesa Yochel Eser by Basar B'Cholav. By Basar B'Cholav, the Basar and the Cholav are all the Gufa Iser. So by Basar B'Cholav, you don't say Ein Anesa Yochel Eser Bam Shei Se'asa Yalach Sham. The Basar is the Gufa Iser. Bishlama, if I have a trefa knife and I cut a kosher lemon. So wherever the blia of it can go, the lemon gives taste in a whole cup of soda, because it has a good sharp taste. But the little amount of blia can't, so ain't a nasi yachalas, so we don't say it asks. But here, the basar itself is the gofes. The tzila tzadik means to ask, because the taz is shita in kufhei, the taz holds that we say a nasi yachalas by basar b'chalav. And therefore, what he's asking is a good kasha like the Taz l'shitasa. But lididan, as you say, it's hard to understand this, and it's more mistaver that you don't say an anesi yachalasa bevasa b'chalav. And therefore, the Taz l'shita would seem to stand that according to Rashi, if we pass like Rashi, we have to be machmir. Now, you have to remember that most places can pass them like the Ri. And therefore, this machlokes is not really negeh lahalacha. Because most places like the Ri, if you want to be chayshish like Rashi, you can rely on the darkei moishas pshat and Rashi. You don't have to be machmel like Rashi and both pshatim and Rashi. So that halacha lemaisa, if milk falls on a piece of meat that's protruding from the chalav, so we pass like the Ri, that it's enough shishim b'chalak kedeir. But if you didn't want to be machal like Rashi, take that piece and throw it out. If it's not a hefset, so take that piece and throw it out. But the rest of the kedeira, we'd be semichon that it doesn't need shishim against the piece, because according to the Ri, it doesn't. And even according to Rashi, there's a disagreement if it does or it doesn't. So, Rashi's grandson. There is Rashi's grandson. Yeah. So, he agreed most of the time. So, at any rate, the all right. So this is the basic machlok. Tosis doesn't always argue Rashi. 99% of the Rashi's Tosis doesn't start off with. Just the important ones he starts off with. Okay. Okay. I guess we're still in the middle of the sif. Next week, Mitzvah Shem will continue.